Well, I'd like to welcome all of you to this service here today. I want you to know for sure that the people here at Liberty Baptist Church are praying for you. You are not forgotten. The Lord knows all about your situation. I do pray that the Lord has kept you safe, that He encourages your heart. You know, and this is Christmas time. Christmas is actually coming up here in about another 5 days or so. So we're going to take a look at what Christmas is truly all about today and not what the world says it's about. But let's just take a look at God's Word today and let's take a look at the birth of the Savior here today. But before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this opportunity, Father, just to put your word on DVD and take it to these dear folks. And I just ask, Father, that you bless the words here today. Give me words to say that would encourage their hearts. Give me words to say, Father, from your word that will lead someone who doesn't know Christ to him. Father, we just thank you for the great gift of salvation. We thank you for this time of year where our minds are turned to that day when you left heaven and came down here to be born in a lowly manger to take our sins upon you and pay our debt. We thank you for that, Father. Help us to see that clearly here today. We ask for your help. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So I want to take a look at Christmas today. You know, the world's got it all messed up. The world sees Christmas as a time of spending money. It's a time of greed because people want so many things. We deserve nothing. And the children can't wait to get up on Christmas Day, rip through the packaging to see a bunch of presents there, a bunch of toys that will probably be broke before the day's out. And not once will anybody tell them the true meaning of Christmas. It's time for Christians to get out the true meaning of Christmas. Christmas is not about spending money. You know, let me tell you something. The greatest gift ever given was Jesus Christ. It didn't cost us a penny. The greatest thing we can ever give Christ are things that you cannot buy. It wouldn't cost us a penny to give God great gifts. And we're going to take a look at some of those gifts we could give Him today, that we should be giving Him today. And money's not involved. For the majority of the world, Christmas is about money. The department stores are just begging you to come in there and spend your money because it's Christmas. Well, that has nothing to do with Christmas. You know, you can tell by the way I'm talking, it does anger me a little bit because of the foolishness that goes on this time of year. And without this time of year, without the birth of the Savior, we would have no hope. Christmas time's about hope. Jesus Christ provided that hope. So let's take a look here in the book of Matthew. We're going to start in verse 18 and we'll read down through 23. And it says right here, now the birth of Jesus Christ, and that's what Christmas is all about. The birth of Jesus Christ. Do you tell your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren what Christmas is all about? Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. So what we just read right there is the birth of Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost said, the angel said, you're going to call his name Jesus. and they shall call him his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. So Jesus is actually God himself. Okay? Christmas is about a time when God left all the glory in heaven because he seen we had a need and he wanted to give us a gift. He left all his glory in heaven, came down here to be born in a lowly manger, stable, because we have a need and he's with us. He's with us. Okay? That's what Christmas is all about. It's about the birth of Jesus, the Savior. Without Jesus, there is no Christmas. That's why it's kind of ironic. You see a lot of people taking Jesus out of Christmas and they put Xmas. Well, what is that? You take Christ out of Christmas, there's no reason for Christmas. There's absolutely no reason. Christmas is a time that we celebrate the birth of the Savior. But let me ask you something. Do you think about the Savior? Do you think about his birth this time of year? I mean, without that, what is this time of year? To me, it's nothing more than closing in on the end of December. No different than closing out March. Let's look at Luke chapter 2, verse 11. I like this verse right here. Well, there are a lot of verses I like, but this time of year, I like this verse. It says right here, "For unto you," that would be you and me, "for unto you is born this day," that would be the day we celebrate Christmas, "in the city of David, a Savior." Remember, God with us. He's the Savior, which is Christ the Lord. "Unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior," which is Christ the Lord. Let's take a look at John chapter 1. I want you to realize God himself is the Savior. John chapter 1, we'll look at verse 1 and verse 14. John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." The Word, there's capital W, we're talking about Jesus Christ here. "In the beginning was the Word." In the beginning was Jesus Christ, and the Word and Jesus Christ was with God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and the Word, Jesus Christ, was God. That little baby in the manger that day that was born in that stable is God himself. God himself. And he come down to save his people from their sins. He's the Savior. He's the Savior. Let's look at one more. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Isaiah 9, 6. And it says right here, "For unto us," that would be you and me again, "unto us a child is born." That would be the Savior. That we go back to Luke 2:11. That's him. "Unto us a child is born." That's what Christmas is all about. "Unto us a son is given." That would be God giving his only begotten son. "And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." That little baby in the manger that day is God himself. And he came to save us from our sins. Christmas isn't about money. It isn't about parties. It isn't about department stores. It's not acting silly. You know, a lot of times companies will have a company Christmas party this time of year. And so many people do so silly things at those parties. That's not what Christmas is all about. It's about the birth of Jesus. It's about the birth of Jesus. It's not about us. It's not about receiving gifts from people. I don't even know how that got started, other than it's typical of our Savior. When he should be getting the gifts, he turns right around and gives them back to us. That's just typical of our loving Savior. Jesus is a gift from God to each one of us. It's a gift. If I have a gift for you, I can't make you take it. There's no way, if this gift was for you, There's no way I can make you take it. You have to literally receive it. And that's the same way with this gift that God has for each one of us. A lot of times when we give someone a gift, it is because we see their need of something. So we want to make them happy. So we go out and get a gift that will meet that need. And that's what God did. He seen we had a need, and He gave us a gift. He gave us a gift. Well, that is what God did. He saw that we were in need of someone to save us from our sins. He saw that need. We need to be saved from our sins because we're sinners. Let's look at Romans 3:23. Oh, nobody likes to think of this at Christmas time, huh? Well, this is what Christmas is all about. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned," that would be you and me again, "for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Let's look at Romans 5:12. Romans 5:12. And it says right here, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." That would be you and me again. One more. Let's go to Ecclesiastes 7:20. Ecclesiastes 7:20. And it says right here, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." That'd be you and me again. We're sinners. God seen that we're sinners and we're in need of a Savior, and He gave us a gift, but He cannot make you take it. This is what Christmas is all about. Christmas is only truthfully joyful time if you know Christ as your Savior. That's the only time Christmas is really a joyful time, a thankful time. So we're all sinners, and God saw we had a need. God saw our need and gave us a gift. Let's go to Ephesians 2:8 and 9. Ephesians 2:8 and 9. And it says right here, "For by grace are ye saved." Remember, Jesus Christ came to save His people from their sins. He's the Savior. "For by grace are ye saved through faith in Jesus Christ, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." And in verse 9, it says, "Not of works." See, you can't work your way for this. You can't work for that gift. "Lest any man should boast." You can't join a church to receive the free gift of God. You can't give enough money to receive that gift, to buy the gift. You cannot get baptized. Being baptized in water will not get you the gift of God. That will not do it. What did it say back in verse 8? It says, "For by grace," it's God's grace towards us, is why we're saved, through faith. That's faith in Jesus Christ. It's not by works. There's no amount of works that's going to get you this gift. Let's look at Romans 6:23. It says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God," that's what we're talking about, God's gift towards us, "is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." And you cannot buy it. It's a free gift from God. God's gift to us, because we're sinners, he looked down from heaven and he says, "They're all sinners. There's not a one of them that's going to spend eternity in heaven with me without me doing something." He says, I know what I'll do. I'm going to give them a gift, a free gift. I am going to go down there and I'm going to take their sins upon me. The punishment they deserve, I'm going to take it upon me. And I'm going to pay their sin debt. That's the gift of God. The gift of God is Himself for us. That's the gift of God. Jesus sacrificed Himself to save us. He took the punishment due us for our sins upon Himself. Let's look at 1 John 2:1-2. 1 John 2:1-2. 1 John 2:1 says, "My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous." Verse 2, it says, "And He is the propitiation for our sins." Atoning sacrifice. He's the substitute for our sins, yours and mine. Jesus Christ is. "And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world." You see, that's God's gift. He came down from heaven to be born in that stable, placed in that manger for us. That's His gift. Have you received that gift? Have you received the gift? I'm not asking if you tried earning the gift. I'm not asking if you spent your lifetime working for that gift. Because you can't. It's useless. Have you received that gift? By faith. Christmas is all about the gift God gave. Let's go to John chapter 3. We'll look at verse 16 and 17. John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. You know, Christmas morning, if families don't gather around the Word of God and at least look at some verses before anything else takes place, then you're missing the whole point behind Christmas. We're missing the whole point. Think back in years past. How many Christmas mornings, Christmas days have you been a part of and never once thought about Christ? Not once. It don't have to be that way this year. John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, and it says right here, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Verse 17 says, "For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." That's God's gift. Now, God gave the gift, but have you received it? Have you received it? Let's look at Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. And it says right here, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." And we're talking about the name of Jesus, the Savior. That's the only one that can save us. He is it. And this world today takes Him out of Christmas. Well, we're not going to do that. We will never do that, because without Him, there is no Christmas. You know, Christmas, you have Christ in Christmas. In the word Christmas, you have Christ. But that last part is something I was thinking about today, is M-A-S. And I don't know, this is just my own thinking, but in Spanish, más is more. It means more. So you have Christmas there, you got Christ more. More Christ. That's what we need today in this country of ours and in this world, is more Christ. More Christ. This Christmas, tell people what Christmas is really all about. Tell them. Acts 4. So let's go to John 14:6. John 14:6. Jesus is talking here, and Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." You will never get to heaven without receiving the gift that God has for you. And He has one of these gifts of salvation for everyone that was ever born or ever will be born. The gift is available. The gift is available. But will you receive it? Jesus tried to explain to Nicodemus his need to receive the gift. If we look at John chapter 3, I think I'll read the first 7 verses here. John chapter 3, verse 7. Now Jesus is talking to somebody here, and He's trying to explain to them their need for the gift, for God's gift. And He says right here, "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto Him, Rabbi, we know that Thou art a teacher come from God, For no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And right there, Jesus is telling Nicodemus, you need the gift of God. You need the gift of God. And when you do that, you're born again. In verse 4, it says, Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? You see, Nicodemus is going right over his head. He's not understanding here yet. Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water, which we all were, and of the Spirit, which some of us are, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And in verse 7, Jesus says, Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Have you been born again? That's what Christmas is all about. It's being born in the Spirit, by the Spirit. It's being born again. We've all been born once by the flesh, but have we been born again? That's what God's gift is all about. And Jesus tried to explain that to Nicodemus. Jesus tried to explain to a Samaritan woman her need for the gift. If we look at John chapter 4, verse 10, Jesus comes across this lady here, and instantly, he's going to tell her about the gift. He wants her to receive that gift, and we're only going to read the one verse here for the sake of time. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God. You see, God has that gift for each one. He had this gift for this lady all those years ago, and Jesus says, If you only knew it. And who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. You see, Jesus went around his earthly ministry wanting people to receive that gift that God has for them. Have you received God's gift? Let's go to Romans chapter 10, starting in verse 9, and we'll go down through 13. If you have never received God's gift, this is what you got to do right here to receive his gift. This is it. This is what Jesus was trying to tell those people. Starting in verse 9, it says, That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. And in verse 13, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It doesn't matter who. Any one of us that realizes our need for the gift of God, all we have to do is reach out to him. Acknowledge the fact that we're sinners. Repent of our ways. That's turning from our way to God. Physically, mentally, just complete turnaround in our life. Now we're dependent upon God. Asking Jesus to forgive us of our sins and asking him to save us. And if we believe that from the heart, he promises in verse 13, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's the gift. Some will receive the gift, some will not. If we look at Luke chapter 16, I want to show you an example here of one person that received the gift and one person that did not receive the gift. And sadly, it's the way it is today. It's just exactly the way it is today. And if we start in verse 19, and I think we'll go down to through verse 24. Two people here. One had the gift of God, one received the gift of God, and one did not. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. So the beggar named Lazarus, he dies, and we read here that he was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. So that tells me and you that he received God's gift of salvation. But the other guy now, let's read about him. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell, right there tells me he lived his life, and not one time did he reach out and ask God to forgive him and save him. He didn't never look to Jesus by faith. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, too late to receive the gift now, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried out and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. That's what God has on us right now, is mercy. Because we have the opportunity to receive that gift. But it's too late when a person's in hell. But now he wants mercy. Have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. There wasn't no need for that. There was absolutely no need for that rich man to spend his eternity in hell. That was his decision. Because God provided a way, and that way is that little baby Jesus that was placed in a manger. The reason we celebrate Christmas, that he provided that way. But this rich man here and so many other people reject it. They scoff at the gift. And they're going to end up just like that rich man in hell. Let's look at another passage. Let's go to Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. This here, in Matthew 7, 13 and 14, we're looking at two groups of people here. One group of people who accepted that free gift of salvation. And another group of people who choose not to accept the free gift of salvation. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13, it says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. So that right there tells me that there's many people that are not going to receive God's free gift of salvation. No, thank you. I'll try to do it on my own. And if we look at verse 14, it says, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. You see, Lazarus the beggar, he found it. The rich man that ended up in hell, he was on that broad path, the broad way that leadeth to destruction. And that's where it led him, right to destruction. Christmas is about a time we don't have to end up in hell being punished for an eternity for our sins. The only sins I have to be accountable for are mine, not yours. You do not have to be accountable for mine, okay? But I've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ and His payment for my sins. I've accepted that free gift of salvation. God gave us a gift. What are you going to give Him? Okay, God has a gift for us, and we've looked at that. And the gift is His Son, Jesus Christ. It's salvation that only comes through Jesus. But at Christmas time, don't you feel kind of silly when somebody gives you a gift and you've got nothing to give them? Nothing to give them. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about Christmas Day? It's Christ's birthday. Whenever somebody has a birthday, don't we give them the gifts? Have you ever once in your entire life wanted to give Jesus something on His birthday? You know, I would look forward to the day if we had a president of this country that said, nobody doing any more gifts this year. It's all about Jesus Christ. I would look forward to that day because it's His birthday. It's not ours. So what are we going to give Jesus? Well, I just wrote down a few things that we could give Him. And like I said when I started, these don't cost a penny. Money's nothing to the Lord. Let's go to Romans 12, 1 and 2. You want to give Christ something for His birthday? You want to give Him a gift? We'll go to Romans 12, 1 and 2. How about this right here? It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You want to give God something? You want to give Christ something for his birthday? How about yourself? A living sacrifice. Say, Lord, here I am. What do you want me to do? That would please the Lord. Do we ever think about giving him a gift? What about Matthew 6:33? I just picked a few of them here that the Lord would be pleased with. Matthew 6:33, and it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and it says all these things shall be added unto you. But the point here is, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Wouldn't that be a gift we could give him, just to seek him first in everything we do? That would be a gift he'd be pleased with. What about Matthew chapter 22, and we'll look at 37 through 40. Matthew 22, 37 through 40. Here's the gift God would be pleased with. And it says, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. He'd be pleased with that. And with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. You know, I think he'd be pleased with that too, if we would just do that. In the last verse it says, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. The Lord would be pleased if we loved him with all our soul, heart and mind, and loved our neighbors as ourselves. That would be a gift we could give the Lord. One more. We're in Matthew. Let's go to chapter 25. I'm thinking about giving. I want you to have the thought of giving Christ something for his birthday. That's what Christmas is all about. It's his birthday. It's not about a time we should be looking forward to getting things. It just reminds me of greed. Matthew 25, for the sake of time, that's all right. We'll read 31 through 46. 31 says, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. That's making me think of Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14 is what it's making me think of right now. You got the people that are on the narrow way heading to heaven, and you got the people on the broad way that are going to hell. And right here, Jesus is separating them right here. In the next verse, he says, then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, those are the ones going to heaven, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world, because they accepted that free gift. For I was a hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Now remember, we're talking about giving Jesus a gift here. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Verse 39, it says, or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. We'll keep reading here a little bit, down through 46. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was a hungered, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. Sick and in prison, and you visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered or a thirst or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. You know what we could give the Lord? It's just loving our neighbor. When we see somebody in need and we help them out, it's just like doing it to Jesus Christ. Just like doing it to Him. We live in a world today where people think of themselves. Totally think of themselves. They're oblivious to the needs of those around them. And it's not what it's all about. You want to give Christ a gift this year? Have you even thought about giving Him a gift? I just picked off three or four here that He would be pleased with if we would just purpose in our heart to do that for Him. You could do it for somebody and do it for Christ at the same time. He would be pleased with that. Have you ever thought about giving Jesus a gift? He loves you and He wants you. Let's go back to Luke. I'm going to close here with Luke chapter 2, verse 11. I want to read that one more time. It's the verse that comes to my mind every Christmas. Every Christmas. Luke 2:11. This Friday morning, when you get your head off the pillow and you realize, you know, it's Christmas morning, this verse right here should be one you think of. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. God seen our need, and He gave us a gift. And that gift is Jesus Christ, who took our sins upon Himself when He went to the cross, and He paid the sin debt that you and I owe, because He loves us. He paid that debt. When He was on the cross, He said, it is finished. He came here to do that as a free gift to you and me. And He said, it's finished. It's paid for. That gift is paid in full. But you cannot make someone receive a gift. They have to, by faith, receive that gift. Have you done that? Have you done that? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank You again for this day, this opportunity to put Your word on DVD, Father, and take it to these dear folks. And I just pray that it's been an encouragement to them. I pray, Father, if they do not know Jesus Christ as their Savior, that through Your message here today, they'll see their need for that free gift of salvation. And Father, we just thank You so much for leaving all Your glory in heaven, coming down here, being born of a virgin, placed inside of a stable, placed inside of a manger, in a barn, all for us, because You've seen our need and You supplied that need. Father, we're so thankful for that. Help us to remember that this year at Christmas time, Father, that it's not about us. It's all about Christ. Oh, we thank You for that free gift, Father. I just ask that You continue to minister in the hearts of the people that have heard Your word here today. Father, encourage them. Help them to see their need for Jesus Christ before it's eternally too late. We'll thank You. In Jesus' name we pray.